Now, in order to give the busy mind something to do, well, how many of you have tried relaxing or meditating or various other things along those lines, and the first thing you notice is, holy shit, there's this incredible amount of activity going on in my mind. Yes, there is, an immense amount. And in the beginning, firstly, a bit of advice from a long-term meditator, never try and stop what's happening in your mind. You won't be able to. You'll only break your own mind if you try to stop it. Your mind is just doing what it's designed to do, and that is create thoughts, create feelings, create things. And so what we do when we're learning to relax is we give this active mind something to do that will help the body that the mind is in relax. That's all. And so we'll be going on a little bit of a visual journey around the body in a while. And I also might direct your attention to your breathing. So in the beginning, just put both hands on your tummy for a second. And actually, one hand on your tummy and one on your chest. That'll make it very, very clear. Make sure the arm's resting on the ground. And then breathe in and out and feel where you breathe from. Let your tummy relax completely and breathe in and out. Now, if you're breathing abdominally, if you're breathing in a relaxed kind of a way, only the hand that's on your tummy will move. If your chest is moving, moving up and down, that's right. If your chest is moving, put more awareness into the hand that's on the tummy and try breathing in such a way that only the hand on the tummy moves. I'm looking around the room and everyone looks like they're breathing beautifully to me. Okay, now put your arms by your sides. And the first little sensory exercise we'll do is called the meeting points. And so what we'll do is we'll move our awareness around the body, experiencing the meeting points between your body and the floor. And so move your awareness to your right heel. And then you ask yourself, is my right heel as comfortable as it can be? If you're not sure, draw the toes of the right foot just a little bit towards the right knee and feel the muscles down the back of the right leg lengthen when you do that. And then let the foot relax completely. Or you might need to roll that right leg in or out a little bit so that the part of the heel that's resting on the floor is completely comfortable. And now the left heel. Move your awareness to your left heel and to feel whether or not the calf muscles relax. Just gently draw and do these little drawing movements really slowly so that you can feel as much as possible. So you draw the left foot's toes towards the knee just gently. Feel the effort that requires. Feel the muscles down the back lengthening. And then let that foot relax completely. And then try rolling the left leg in and out a tiny bit until you can feel that the position of the heel on the floor is as comfortable as it's going to be right now. If you find your mind wandering during the practice, just remind yourself to breathe and relax. Breathe and relax. How the next meeting points for most people will be the bottom muscles and where they're resting on the floor, or the hips, we sometimes call them. So just very gently squeeze the muscles of the hips together, just a tiny bit, just to feel the muscles, and then let them relax completely and feel how the hips rest down on the floor and the bottom muscles move out of the way to the sides. Also, you might find that if you tuck your tail a little bit, your lower back will go closer to the floor. Next, move your awareness to your right shoulder and arm, where they're resting on the floor. And ask yourself, is the right arm as comfortable as it can be? And if you're not sure, just unweight the right arm a tiny amount and then let it rest on the floor and feel how heavy the arm feels. When you just lift it up and then you let it rest on the floor, you become aware of the immense weight of the arm being held up by the floor. And now the right shoulder and arm, left one I mean, move your awareness to your left shoulder and arm and feel, is it as comfortable as it can be? And if you're not sure, just lift the shoulder, not the arm, lift the shoulder off the ground a tiny bit, become aware of the weight of the arm and then let the arm rest on the floor. Beautiful. Breathe and relax. Now you may have noticed that as you relax more, your spine gets longer. And whereas your neck may have been completely comfortable 5 minutes ago, you might feel that you need to bring your chin into your chest a tiny bit to let the back of your neck lengthen a fraction and let the back of the neck get closer to the floor. Or you might need to turn your head a tiny amount left and right so that it rests completely comfortably on the floor. Now feel how the floor is supporting the whole of your body through the meeting points. The heels, the back of your legs, the upper part of your back, your arms, your head. Everything is resting on and everything is closer to the floor than just a few minutes ago. Your body is lengthening and relaxing and molding itself to the floor. Breathe and relax. Breathe and relax. Now move your awareness to your breathing and notice that your breathing is softer now. It's probably a bit more shallow and it's slower all by itself. Any tension you have in your neck, your face, and your upper back, let the tension go out with each breath out. For the next moment or so, become aware of any tension in your body and imagine that the tension is going out of the body with each breath out. Don't try too hard. This is just an experience. And if you find your mind wandering, breathe and relax. Repeat to yourself, breathe and relax. Now move your awareness to your nostrils. Become aware of the sensation of the air coming in through the nose, travelling down the back of your throat and into your lungs and your tummy rising, and then feel that process reverse itself. The tummy sinks, the air goes out of the lungs, comes up the back of the throat and out through your nose. Feel the difference between the air that comes in and the air that goes out. Take a moment to feel all the sensations of the air going into the body and the air going out of the body. Now I'm going to mention some parts of the body, and you can choose to visualize these parts or to feel these parts, whichever for you is the strongest connection or sensation. Right hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, right little finger, the right forearm, right upper arm, right shoulder, the right hand side of the rib cage, the right hand side of the abdomen, the right hip, the right thigh, kneecap, right lower leg, heel, the right foot, right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, right little toe, and now on to the left. Left hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, left little finger, left forearm, left upper arm, the whole of the left shoulder, from the part that's resting on the floor through the bones and muscles to the part that's closest to the ceiling, the left hand side of the rib cage, left hand side of the abdomen, left hip, left thigh, kneecap, left lower leg, left heel, left foot, big toe, second toe, left third toe, fourth toe, left little toe. And now move your awareness to your head and neck, your forehead, left eyebrow, right eyebrow, left cheek, right cheek, your nose, top lip, bottom lip, left cheek, right cheek, the whole of the jaw, the whole of your scalp, the front of the neck, the left-hand side of your neck, right-hand side of the neck, and the back part of your neck near the floor. Now become aware of the whole left-hand side of the body, from the heel to the top of the head on the left-hand side, as one thing. And now the whole right-hand side of the body, from heel to the head. Now feel both legs at the same time. Now feel both arms and the head and the upper part of the body all at the same time. And now the whole body. Now for the next few moments, don't make any effort at all. Simply enjoy the experience of deep relaxation. If you find your mind wandering, bring it back to the breath. Breathe and relax. Breathe and relax. This is the state of deep relaxation. Become aware that it feels good to be relaxed. And tell yourself that in normal daily life you're going to let yourself relax a little bit more with each breath out. Take a moment to move your awareness around the body to feel what it feels like to be deeply relaxed. Breathe and relax. Breathe and relax. And now it's time to bring ourselves out of the state of deep relaxation. To do this, reach your arms up towards the ceiling as you breathe into the top of your lungs deliberately. Then reach the arms out behind you as you point your toes away from you to lengthen the body. And repeat that, please, 2 times in your own time. Breathe in, reach the arms up and out, point the toes. And as you breathe out, bring your arms back to your side. 3 times in total. And when you're ready, there's no hurry, roll over onto your side and sit up. The practice is over.